Oh, there you are, Walt. Hi, what's on your mind, sir?
Good afternoon. I'm patient with you and Dr. Persa.
All right.
Looking at an article on the internet about telomeres.
Sure.
Saw an advertisement for, an operation that has something of maybe questionable repute, advertising a product called TA65 made by Geron Corporation. They show it as a highly refined form of a product coming out of astragalus, but not astragalus by itself is not useful. It has to be whatever they pull out of it is what they sell. Have you heard of anything like that or seen anything? It's on the internet in case you want to look at it under, you know, who IAS is.
Yes, I certainly do, sir.
Yeah, I just pulled it up here and seems to be interesting, but it seems like the U.S. company they're dealing with, Geron, G-E-R-O-N, I guess somewhere based here in the United States. So I just thought whether you thought there might be any validity towards taking supplements that would be useful in preserving or lengthening your telomeres.
Well, there certainly would be of use, sir, but unless you've done these more basic ones first, I don't think you're going to need to pay the price that you would for Geron. Now, I haven't looked it up yet, I got to admit that, but let's review a few things that lengthen telomeres.
About $100, Doc, for a bottle, Doc.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, believe it or not, sir, here's an article. I'm just looking at a screen here with articles about telomeres. Here's one where taking multivitamins and people, especially ladies, had 5% longer telomeres than if they didn't take them, and that's so simple. Yep. Next thing is the less vitamin D, the shorter the telomeres. The more vitamin D, the longer the telomeres. And vitamin D isn't all that expensive. And, of course, we want to do a blood test because we can't overdose on it. But don't believe the so-called normals that the laboratories put out. They may be normal, but they're not optimal. The optimal is between 60 and 100. That's what people have in the tropics, people of any age or gender, just so they're living in the tropics all the time, or racial group, it doesn't matter. So vitamin D, to get it to be between 60 and 100, if it goes over 100, it might be a problem, so you got to check it. So that's one. Now,
last time we checked, I was 76, so I'm
good
more
for you.
Part of your Bible.
There you go. Well, then the next thing is your omega-3s. Now, telomeres are longer when there's more omega-3, according to the articles here. Good old Life Extension Foundation tells us that, too, and they want to sell us their special. And even though they're on their board, hey, we don't have to buy the special one. We can just get good old fish oil, and that helps to lengthen telomeres.
There's a good-looking guy, same last name as yours, and one of the advisors to
the
Life Extension Foundation.
Afraid so, sir. So
do you know there's a doctor with your name up in the UW who's a urologist? Any relationship?
I sure do, and the poor guy, he has to put up with getting my mail every once in a while, poor guy. So.
Yeah, this is the first one that shows up pulling your name up on the internet, so I thought you probably run into that before.
Oh, yeah, and as I say, I'm sure he doesn't like that much.
Well, you should be an expert in ND now by just listening to people call him.
Okay. And then the last one that's a little more pricey, but it's very well so researched, is something called cycloestrogenol, C-Y-C-L-O, and then estrogenol. And that one's been shown to lengthen telomeres. It's also a derivative from something that grows in the ocean. I forget what. So I would look at the less expensive but research-proven things first, and then maybe look at the cycloestrogenol. And when we're, quote, off the air, unquote, here, I'll go look at the Geron in case you call in the future,
sir. Yeah, we were on board with all the products you analyzed except the last one. Is that available at the dispensary?
I believe so. It's a fairly new one. I asked him to get it in. It's CYCLO and then Astro, which is spelled like it sounds, G-E-N-O-L.
Yeah, I come in regularly to buy there and look down the hall, see if you're prowling and stuff like that. But you're
there you go.
Pretty much a will-o'-the-wisp.
Well, I hide in my office talking to people is what happens. Oh! Well, woof back at your dog there.
You would know me if you saw me. I met with you about 2 months ago.
Okay, sir. All right.
Okay, I appreciate the information. I thought I'd bring it up and stuff like that. It looked interesting, but maybe next time I have a chance to get lucky and get you on the radio, can I ask see if you had a chance to take a look at it?
Yep, you could do that, sir.
Have a good rest of the weekend, sir.
And thanks for teaching me there's something else out there. Appreciate that. I like to learn. Thank you.
Always willing to learn. Bye-bye.
You betcha.